right, here we go. Let's head up to Mineral Point now. Bertram Financial, Michelle Bertram is back with us. Again, good morning. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning.
All right, sounds a lot better.
Works better this time?
Yeah, way better. Way better. I can hear you now. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about some year-end planning, but I just wanted to, comment. You had said talking about gratitude and before, and I just thought it was interesting. You quoted a scripture, whether you knew it or not, but, it's more it's better to give than receive. And I think at Christmas, where we can sometimes focus on, materialistic things in our materialistic world, we're really celebrating the one who gave it all for us. And so it's interesting that when we think about that, I always tell the kids, why do you get presents on Jesus's birthday? It makes us stop and think. So anyway, all good stuff.
Yeah. And the other thing I don't think that people appreciate, and I talk to my parents about this on a regular basis, is that the other thing, that one of the major gifts that you can have is the gift of health as well. And I think sometimes, when you don't have it, then you realize it. But that's also something to feel great gratitude for during this holiday season.
True, and I think I'll just kind of couple that with wealth. And I know a lot of people maybe think, oh, I'm not wealthy, and I've said this before, almost every American is extremely wealthy compared to world standards, So sometimes it's just on who we compare ourselves to. So,
well, and you look at places where you visit, but you also look at, we see the news in Ukraine. We see the news in Africa. It is just stunning many folks have to live in this world compared to the way that we live.
Yeah, it's sometimes just, it's something that's on my heart a lot, obviously, with the travels we do and the kids we have in Haiti and everything else. And so I would just, express too, it's a good time to be thinking about, and we talked about it last week a little bit, on making an impact at Christmas, with charities, even if you might not get as much of a deduction. That's a great way to be thankful and open our eyes. And even with kids, as you were just mentioning earlier, to show them. I think World Vision has a great, it's a gift catalog, and so you can buy farm animals, soccer balls, school supplies, things like that, and really get the kids involved as well. And so it's always something good to do, but stay focused. I encourage people to do it more than just Christmas, but it's a good way to start thinking about outside of ourselves.
Yeah, okay. So, and as you talk about year-end wealth, what's on your mind there?
Yeah, so, we talked a little bit about that, again, giving last week. I just wanted to touch on a couple other year-end planning things that are extremely important as far as it comes to, tax planning. And so making sure, the two things we'll cover today is making sure if you have IRAs, retirement accounts, and you're over 72, you have to take your minimum distribution out. And that sometimes can get overlooked. And so, people might grumble and complain, but again, we can go the other side. You can be thankful for the wealth you have, whether especially if you didn't need to take it out, then it's an added thing to be thankful for. You can give it to charity, as we discussed last week, and give it directly to a charity, but regardless on, or you can give it to your kids, whatever you want to do, but you need to have that done this year. So if you have IRAs, you need to make sure you get your minimum distributions out. So I think most people aware about that. Just wanted to put that out there because I know sometimes it gets left to the end of the year.
And again, what you focused on is that even some tax preparers don't understand this, which is scary. But if you do it direct, not taking it, putting it in your checkbook, and then giving the gift, you actually get that income is exempt from income tax if you do it direct.
Exactly. Yep. So it's a great, if you don't need it, and it's a great way then to take one of these charities and, give it. So we mentioned World Vision. Another one I love is International Justice Mission, because it's crazy the amount of people that are in slavery still today that we might not think about. So those are some, cool organizations or whatever you want. But yeah, if you give it directly to the charity, it's not taxable. So get that done. And if you want to give more, you can give more than your RMD through charity that way.
Yeah.
So that's a good year-end thing we wanted to talk about. And then the other thing we talked about on our Power Hour, but I think it's really just important to hit, is tax management in your brokerage account. So money that's not an IRA, it's money that you've just saved and put aside, and maybe it's invested in mutual funds or bond, stocks, whatever it is. This is the time that, our portfolio managers are doing this all year, but if you haven't looked at this yet, we really need to. And it's really about tax management, because if you keep a fund, you keep a stock for a long time, you end up getting high capital gains. And in some ways, it kind of handcuffs you to that fund because you don't want to sell it and pay high capital gains. And so therefore, it becomes hard for you to use it. But in a year, especially like this, where we've had a lot of volatility, sometimes there's losses in a fund or in a holding that you have that you can sell that and kind of capture or harvest that loss to be used against a gain either now or in the future. And even if we want to hold a similar position, we can just sell it and buy something else really similar. But doing some of that tax management in those non-qualified accounts is extremely important. Otherwise, when you're looking at the returns on your statement, they're not true returns, because if you owe taxes on all that money, then you're, you know, when you take it out, you're kind of stuck at how you get it unless you leave it in there and pass it to the next generation, which then, again, limits your access to it. So if you have those non-qualified accounts, this is the time you're going to be looking at them. If you don't know what you're looking at, just give us a call and we'll make sure we review it for you and see if we see any opportunities to do some tax, you know, efficient tax management in those accounts.
All right. Very good. Michelle Bertram at Mineral Point, servicing the entire region. Be sure to connect with Michelle. Check out all of her blogs, her free resources, and, of course, the Power Hour. That's up at creatingyourdreamretirement.com. That's the website, or you can call her. Talk directly with her at 608-987-1511. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by Michelle Bertram at Bertram Financial.